Every year in our annual report, we have a chapter one highlighting a topic which raises interest and which is under discussion in the international debate. And this time it's women and drugs, because we think that this is a topic which needs more awareness and more interest. We see that there are many discrepancies and many, many disadvantages which women have, and that women in many respects are not in the same situation as men are. For instance, we see that women represent one-third of the drug users globally, but only one-fifth of drug treatment recipients are women. Or that women have been affected in a disproportionate increase in drug overdoses. Or women are increasingly being arrested for drug-related crimes. Or women are significantly more likely than men to be prescribed narcotics and anti-anxiety medications.
Among the specific groups of women that you're concerned about are also prisoners and sex workers. What can you tell us about those populations?
You know, when we draft our report, of course, we ask also scientists and researchers to give us figures. And we saw that there are specific problems with women in prison and sex workers, because they are particularly at risk of being addicted, and particularly at risk of not being treated, for instance, because they are much more stigmatized than others. So it's just a fact that we saw, and now we call upon those who can change the situation to do something. What we say is, for instance, to improve the access to prevention and the access to treatment by creating more facilities explicitly for women.
Another issue that is of concern are those countries that still apply the death penalty for drug-related crimes. Can you speak about that particular issue?
Yes, this is a concern we have expressed since some years. On one hand, governments, of course, are free, according to the conventions, to determine the sanctions when it comes to drug-related crime. But on the other hand, first, the conventions are based on the principle of proportionality. And secondly, we say that even if the conventions are silent about the death penalty, they don't say it's allowed, they don't say it's forbidden. But there are a lot of international resolutions and international statements by the General Assembly of the United Nations, but also by the human rights bodies, which say that countries should and governments should try to abolish the death penalty. So what we are saying is, even if the conventions are silent about the death penalty, we encourage governments who retain this death penalty to consider abolishing it.
And Afghanistan continues to also figure in your report and to be of concern.
Yes, of great concern even. Afghanistan is a country which since 15 years is, let us say, under a very intensive monitoring. Now, what we see is that the general situation in Afghanistan is worsening. The security situation is worsening. The economic situation does not make any progress. And the drug control situation also is more and more complicated, more and more difficult. In many provinces, the civil government has no access and no possibility to really control what is going on. So we see that the general situation is becoming worse and worse. And on the other hand, we see that the international community, mainly the donors, the partner governments, have a tendency to retire, to say, well, we spend so much money into this country and we don't see really results. And this is very dangerous, because if the donors retire, they create a vacuum which will be very easily, very quickly filled by those parts of the country, those organizations like Taliban and others, who increase even the instability and the insecurity.